After DCH voted 5-3 in favor of the plan, Governor Deal said the vote, quote, shows our state's commitment to reducing the number of abortions in our state by ensuring that state taxpayers aren't paying for a procedure that many find morally objectionable, close quote. When asked about Georgians that might object to their taxes paying for other state practices, such as executions, Deal countered with this.
Well, we have state law that deals with the issue of how we deal with capital punishment. The issue of insurance coverage for state employees is a matter that's primarily delegated to the board that made the judgment call on the coverage.
Based on your recommendation?
Based on my recommendation. Yes, that's correct.
Deal went on to say that an elective abortion would still be an option under the plan.
My understanding is that if someone wants that coverage, it is an optional coverage that can be purchased. I don't know the cost, but I would imagine it would not be a significant cost.
Beginning January 1st in 2014, Georgia's largest health insurance provider, Blue Cross Blue Shield, will administer the state's plan. Rose Scott, WABE News.